Okay, just wanted to do a little Inyana Diyoma this week. This week we're going to read in the Parsha of the Aseres Hadibros. So one of the issues that comes up, one of the common minhagim that we find, is that everyone stands for the Kriya of the Aseres Hadibros. In fact, it's a Tuesday night shir. It's perfectly in between two different Parshios where people have this minhag to stand for part of the Parsha. Right? Many places they have the minhag that they stand for Az Yashir, and many places they have a minhag that they stand for the Aseres Hadibros. So the two are related to each other. So I thought what we would do tonight is first discuss the minhag to stand during Kriyas HaTorah altogether. Some people stand throughout Kriyas HaTorah always. So first discuss that minhag, and then if we're able to ascertain that there's at least a strong, viable minhag not to stand during Kriyas HaTorah, to then work through whether there should be a minhag to stand at least for the Aseres Hadibros, Az Yashir, etc., for at least specific parts of the laning. So before we discuss standing for Kriyas HaTorah in general, it's important to realize that from the time the Torah is taken out till the time the Torah is put back, there are several different things that happen and several different events that occur that some may require standing, some may not require standing. Right? Meaning, for instance, as soon as they open up the Aron, so there's a minhag people stand when the Aron is open. That's not a halacha. Say, if a Torah is sitting in the Aron is open, it's a minhag that people stand when the Aron is open. When the Sefer Torah is in transit, when the Sefer Torah is being taken from the Aron to the Bima, so then that's a halacha, that you're supposed to stand when the Sefer Torah is moving, just like you stand when a Talmud Chacham is moving. When a Talmud Chacham is walking from one place to another, you stand when a Sefer Torah is going from one place to another. That's a halacha. Then someone gets called up for an aliyah, right? If the person gets called up for an aliyah, the first words out of his mouth, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach, right? So when it comes to Baruch Hu, so let's take a look. If you look in source number 7 in the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Si'if Katan Yud Ches, so it says in Mishnah Brura Si'if Katan Yud Ches over there, Be'ez Shekorim B'Torah U'B'Shasa Miras Baruch Hu. When you're saying Baruch Hu, that's a non-issue. Of course you stand when they say Baruch Hu. That everyone would agree you have to stand for, because it's a Davar Shem Kedusha. So certainly we stand during Baruch Hu. In fact, the Ramami Panu writes in the Tshuva, the Ramami Panu writes that Einenu Ro'os Hayoshvim B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. He says, we've seen the people who sit during Kriyas HaTorah, Sha'af Echad Lo Kam V'Lo Zah B'Shas Emiras Baruch Hu, and very often when people sit during Kriyas HaTorah, they don't budge when Baruch Hu is being recited, when Baruch Hashem and Baruch is being recited, they don't move, they stay in their seats, V'Akel Atov Yichaper Ba'ado. And God should have Rachmanas, God should find an atonement for them, should be mechaper for them for that avera of not moving when they say Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah Berurah says Davar Pashut, Baruch Hu, just like any Baruch Hu, you stand up for Baruch Hu by Maariv and Baruch Hu by Shacharis, you stand up for Baruch Hu by Kriyas HaTorah. It's the same Davar Shem Kedusha as any other Baruch Hu. So that seems to be a pretty clear cut case. However, it's not as clear cut as one might think. Kaf HaChaim says that the minhag is that they don't stand for Baruch Hu or for any part of laning. Kaf HaChaim, of course, being one of the great Sephardic poskim, and he records what the minhag was in Sephardic communities. I think Ad Hayom in Sephardic communities, they don't stand for Baruch Hu, they don't stand for Kaddish, they don't stand for Dvarim Sheba Kedusha. There are many Dvarim Sheba Kedusha that their minhag is not to stand for whatever reason. So the Kaf HaChaim says the minhag is not to stand for Baruch Hu at any time, not to stand for Baruch Hu by Maariv, not to stand for Baruch Hu by Kriyas HaTorah. But Ashkenazi poskim seem to be pretty unanimous that we do stand for Baruch Hu, whether it be during Kriyas HaTorah, whether it be not during Kriyas HaTorah, we stand for Baruch Hu. That's what Ashkenazi poskim generally assume. It is interesting that when the Chayei Adam quotes this halacha, if you look at source number 2, he doesn't use the strongest lashon. Chayei Adam writes, "Mutru leishiv b'shas kriya, afilu omdin al abima, kivin shasevr Torah munach b'mekomo." Okay, you're allowed to sit during the laning, we'll get to that soon. "Umikal makom b'shas shemavarich omer Baruch Hu, shu davar shebekedusha, ra'ui la'amod." When the Ola is saying Baruch Hu, says the Kaf HaChaim, Ra'ui La'amod. Now what word would you have used if you wanted to say that you absolutely must stand for Baruch Hu? Tzarech La'amod, Chayiv La'amod. Right? Ro'i lamod, he could have used a stronger lashon if it were something that he thought were a very important halacha. Ro'i lamod makes it sound like it's an appropriate minhag to do, but it's not necessarily the halacha. But either way, we try to do what's ro'i also. So Ashkenazi Jews, mistama, should stand for Baruch Hu. Now Sfardim, what is the Sfardic custom based on? The Sfardic custom of not standing for Baruch Hu? So as many Sfardic customs, probably based on the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in source number 3, in Hilchos Tefillah Nesias Kapayim Perek Tes Halacha Tes, so look how the Rambam describes how Tefillah's Mariv works. He says, Be'erev, in the evening, Kala Am Yoshvin, everyone sits, V'hu Omed, and the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, stands, V'omer V'hu Rachum, and he starts off with V'hu Rachum, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, V'chulei, V'heimon, and Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Le'olam Va'ed. Notice how he describes, he says, what position is everyone in right when they start? Everyone is sitting except for the chazan is standing. And in that position, the chazan says, v'urachum and baruchu, everyone is still sitting. It's still only the chazan who's standing. Right? So that's probably where the Sfaradic custom comes from, that it's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that for baruchu, everyone should remain in their seats. Now you find that later Sephardic posts can discuss the idea of sitting being a position where it's easier to have concentration and to focus. And it could be that that the Sephardic Shita is that when it comes to Dvarim Shebekdusha and it comes to Baruch Hu and Kaddish and things like that, you need the ultimate focus. And it's very difficult to focus when some people are wandering around, when you're standing, when you're moving. Much easier to focus when you're sitting in your place and you're able to be more focused. That would seem to be, yeah.
I got something else from the Rambam.
Yeah.
Only the person who's saying the Dvarim Shebekdusha
has to stand, right. Stand. Anyone who's being Ona.
He's specifying that really everyone should sit, just the Chazan who's saying that.
Good, true,
should,
right? And the same would be with Kaddish, right? Sfarim stand for Kaddish. Right. The people reciting the Kaddish stands, just not everyone else in the Shul stands. Yeah, that could very well be the case. I think that's, in fact, reflective of the Sfardic Minhag, that the one who's leading the Dvar Shebekdusha stands, but everyone responding does not have to stand for the Dvar Shebekdusha.
He says the word Tzorich. Is that meaning that he's chayav, or does that mean tzorich? Is that a
where who says the word tzorich?
The I think it was the Shulchan Aruch in
the chayav.
The chayav. The Torah, Baruch Hu Anius, Baruch Hashem, Tzrichin Lamoy.
Oh, Mishnah Brura. Yeah, I think that means chayiv. Tzorich is a pretty strong lashon. That's a you know.
Yeah, but is that a halacha or is that a? I would think that chayiv would be halacha.
Right. Okay. But I'm not sure. Stand for Dvar Shebekdusha. Is it based in anything that's a pesak in Shulchan Aruch? Not a Shulchan Aruch, because the Maran Beit Yosef paskins that you wouldn't stand. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the earliest source for standing for Dvar Shebekdusha is. And again, everyone holds you have to stand for Dvar Shebekdusha. It's just a question of who has to stand: the one leading the Dvar Shebekdusha or even the responders. It must be a Gemara somewhere. I'm just not thinking. Maybe as the shir goes on, it will pop into my head. Okay, so that's in terms of Baruch Hu. What about Ben Gavra LeGavra of the Aliyos? So the Mishnah Brura in source number 7, in at the end over there, in Sifkat Nechaf, Ben Gavra LeGavra LeKuli Am LeShari LeShev. Ben Gavra LeGavra, everyone holds you allowed to sit. So Baruch Hu, Mishnah Brura says, let's talk Ashkenazim Jews, we're all Ashkenazim here. Baruch Hu, everyone would say you have to stand. Ben Gavra LeGavra, everyone would say you're allowed to sit. So what's left to discuss? During laning itself. Now what's the basis of the whole discussion, whether you should stand during laning, not stand during laning? So the basis appears to be a Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Lamed Tes, which is source number 1. It says Gemara Masechta Sota, Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah is open, also the Saper Afilu B'Dvar Halacha, you're not allowed to speak, even in matters of Halacha, Shenemar Ukri Paschu Amdu Kala Am, that when it's open, everyone is omade. The pasuk says, and then the Gemara says, yeah, but you know what that means? Ein amida elashtika. Amida means you stay quiet. That when the Torah is open, you're not allowed to talk. So ein amida elashtika. That's the drasha the Gemara makes. So the question is, what can we take from that? So the Torah quotes Rav Sar Shalom, which is one of the Gaonim, if you look in source number 4. He says, Kasser Rav Sar Shalom, Sefer Torah, Bein Kishamatzim Oso. Bein Kishamachzirim Oser Oso Lemakomo. Om demi panavli alter, vyoshvan the altar. That the tzibur could sit down as soon as the Torah gets to where it was going. He says, you see, Beferish in this Gemara, that when the Pasuk says that when the Torah is open, everyone is omed. Omed doesn't mean stand. Omed means zaishtil. It means, you know, just not talking. It means just sitting there silently. It doesn't mean standing, right? We have that concept, that omed in the Maseches Brachos also, when we talk about reading Kriyat Shema, but omed as opposed to mahalich, right? When you're riding on an animal, right? So that's also the Lashonos that the Mishnayos and the Gemara uses. If the animal is going versus when you're omed, what does the omed mean? It means you stop the animal. You're still sitting, right? So omed sometimes means standing physically, you know, upright, and sometimes omed just means you're not moving. So he says, omed means you're not moving over here. It means you're not saying, you're not speaking. He says, we never heard of such a thing that you would stand for a Sefer Torah being out and to stand the entire time. When the Sefer Torah is in transit, you stand. But he says it's enough in a Gemara, right? You can't argue. It's a Beferish Gemara that would seem to say that you don't have to stand. It translates the word omed as being not standing but being quiet. Yeah.
When you say in transit, what does that mean? Going from the Aron to a particular destination?
Right, to its destination. Once it hits its destination.
What do you do on Simchas Torah when it's constantly
moving? Right, so that's a real issue. When it's,
there's no destination, really. It's just...
Right, so that Mestami should have to stand the whole time, and that's why they try to create mechitzos so the women could sit in there, meaning even though we take down the big mechitzos, we put tables or whatever so that they could create 10 tefach mechitzos. There are poskim that suggest in Chazon Ish held that you can make a mechitza of human beings around the Sefer Torah, keep the Sfarim, you know, in an inner circle and have an outer circle of people, and that might create a mechitza. But you need to create some sort of mechitza, whether it be by positioning tables or whatever, in order to be able to sit while the Torah is in transit.
Well, maybe not. Maybe transit means like if it's going from here to from A to B, then it's on its way. But if it's just out, so
yeah. So there are some posts that suggest once it's in the circle, that's its destination. But I think most assume not that way. Most assume that if it's still moving, then it's not called being munach in its destination yet. But in terms of actually standing during laning, so the Torah quotes Rav Sar Shlomo Gaon, there's no reason to stand during laning. The pasuk that would tell you to stand during laning isn't telling you to stand, it's telling you to keep your mouth shut during laning. That's all it's telling you. Says the Taz, in source number 5, B'gemara Aminan, Rabbi Baruch Huna, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Asur L'Saper Afilu B'Dvar Alacha, Shnerim Pasuk Amdu Kol Ha'am, Ve'Elam Yidal Shtika, Shnerim Imdu V'Lo Anu Od. Right? So he quotes the Gemara directly, that when it says to be omed when the Torah is out, it means to be quiet. U'mitam Zeh Kosov HaTor B'Shem Rav Sar Shalom, De'ein Sarach Lamud B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why the Torah quotes from Sar Shalom Gon, that you don't need to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Da'amidu D'Chse B'Krah Enu Shtika. Because when the Torah says omed, it just means to keep quiet. Aye, so why is anyone machmir to stand during Kriyas HaTorah? Umaharam, the Ramah quotes that the Maharam was machmir. It's not just the Ramah, many of the poskim quote from the Maharam. In the Tshuvas Besamim Rosh, which for many, many years was attributed to the Rush, but has been found to be a forgery, is not actually written by the Rush. But one of the things that made it a fairly decent forgery is a lot of the things he quotes are also quoted in other Rishonim. To be, you know, a lot of things he quotes from the Rosh's Rebbe, the Maram, are also quoted in other Rishonim. So this is one instance where it's definitely accurate because we find it quoted all over the place from the Maram. The Besam Rosh is not the only source that says this way, but Maram was machmir to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. But isn't it against enough in the Gemara? So Maram shayim machmir v'am b'shas ha-kriya, k'mosh kasur ha-ma b'samuch, came because of Mordechai b'shmo. The Mordechai writes in the name of the Maram. Because of Shem Shagam b'shas ha-mila ha-ya omed. Not only that, he used to stand by a bris also. You ever hear such akbad that dafka to stand? Most people do, because they're just milling around. Right? But dafka to stand by a bris. Shenemar v'yamur kalam b'bris. V'evi ramah b'yardei ha-chus mila. Because of Ashkei Noag, and the Ramah says that's a minuk. Whoever knew that that's a minuk? We know people do it, but that it's a real minuk. Vim came gam kan roy lino came. Da b'chad amach de machtinu maram sham. Maram puts it all together. Standing for Kriyas Torah, standing by a bris. So he says, if we stand by a bris, we should stand for Kriyas Torah also. Aye, problem is, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says Amida means Shtika. L'chor kashal masha amen ma'arav. V'lam farish b'gemara, de'ein Amida el Shtika. Amida just means staying quiet. It doesn't mean to stand. So says the Taz, no, it's Pashut. V'ani ba'an yilo evanti divrei Rav Sar Shalom. He says, I don't even understand what Rav Sar Shalom is saying when he says that you don't have to stand. Divadai ha'amida hayakupshuta. The word Amida, at a minimum, means to stand. It might also mean to be quiet, but minimally it means to stand. The chiddush of the Gemara is that when the pasuk uses the word omed in reference to when the Torah is out and being read from, that what the pasuk is telling you is that in addition to regular amida, you also need to be quiet. Dimlo kein kasha, because if you're not going to say that, then we have a difficulty with the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara says b'shas Gemara din tzrichin bali din lios ba'amida. Gemara says at the time of the Gemara Din, the Balei Din need to stand up to hear the, will the defendant please rise so that the Beis Din can issue the verdict at the Gemara Din. Where do we get the idea that the defendant must rise? Not just the defendant, right? But the plaintiff also. Everyone rises, both Balei Din, because the pasuk says, Va'amdu Shnei Anashim. The two guys who came to Beis Din both stand. So who says Va'amdu Shnei Anashim means they stand? Gemara Sotah says Amida sometimes means they be quiet, that they just have to silently listen to their verdict. Who says they have to stand? So he says, no, it's obvious. Amida means standing, and it might also mean being quiet. But at a minimum, it of course means to stand. So he says, that's the source of the idea to stand. So basically, we have a Gemara that says clearly you definitely have to be quiet while laning is going on. Question is, are you allowed to sit while laning is going on, or should you stand? And it's two. The Gemara clearly says you have to be quiet during laning, but the Gemara doesn't say whether you also need to stand. It just uses the word Amida from the pasuk. So if Sar Shalom Gon says quiet, but definitely don't have to stand, and the Maram held that you have to stand as well. But is there any svara aside from just how you translate the word Amida? Is there any svara why one dafka should stand or should not stand? So what I found is three shitos to say yes to stand, and three reasons to say to stand, and three reasons to say not to stand. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah back in that same source number 7 that we were reading before, Mishnah Berurah quotes that Kasav pri chadash v'agra, deikar kusvar rishon v'chei noga bach b'simun kuf memalov kasav digam maram mode. The Medina Shari, here it is. El de Svirale, what's the Maram's main shita? De Roy Lahad of Lamod, Mipreshet Sarecha Adam Lahalos Bedaito, Kisha Shomea Kriya, Mipia Kore, Kilu Kibla Osa Shoa Mehar Sinai. That the point is, when we have Kriya Satora, we're supposed to envision ourselves as being at Har Sinai, a public Kabbalah Satora. That's what it is. We're supposed to reenact Maimon Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, all the Jewish people were standing. So we stand to reenact Maimon Har Sinai. That's the main reason to stand, says the Mishnah Berurah. And that's what the Maram really meant. He didn't really think it was a halacha you have to stand. He just thought it made sense to reenact Maimon Har Sinai. Now, if you're going to say that there's a minute to stand because of, or it's best to stand because we try to reenact Maimon Har Sinai every time we lay in, you'd probably need to find other minhagim of Kriyas HaTorah that relate to reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. You can't just make up an idea that it's to reenact Maimon Har Sinai unless you find that prevalent through the Minhagim of Kriyas HaTorah. Question is, are there any? Right? Can you think of any other Minhagim of Kriyas HaTorah that are meant to bedafka reenact Maimon Har Sinai? So the one that jumps out in my mind is actually wasn't that long ago in Daf Yomi, Bava Basra's long, but toward the very beginning of Bava Basra, we had a Tosfos that discussed the idea of having a Balkore, a Gabai, and a third person. Why? So the idea was that the point was to reenact Maimon Har Sinai, that by Maimon Har Sinai there was the recipients of the Torah, Klal Yisrael, there was the Ribbono Shel Olam who was giving the Torah, and there was someone who was an intermediary, Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were three roles being played at Maimon Har Sinai, and that's why very often you'll see in a shul where someone will leave, someone will, let's say, the Gabbai, Sheni will get the Aliyah, the Gabbai will get the Aliyah, and someone will say, quick, come stand here. Why do they stand there? Because really it's probably halachically not required, because if the Ola and the Balkore are two different people, and you already have one Gabbai, so it's really not required to have two, because you already have three people. But just in case the Ola gets the, the Balkore gets the Aliyah, and there's only one Gabbai, then you need a third person there. And that's all based on the idea that Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to be, on some level, a reenactment of Maamar Sinai. That minhag always bothered me a little bit, because of the three roles, one of them is God's, so it like makes the Balkore into, I don't know, he plays God. My son Daniel just asked me if he could dress up as Hashem for Purim. I don't know what, if you have a clue for how to make such a costume. Hide, right? Okay. So that it does seem that there is this idea that Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur is a reenactment of Maamar Sinai. It does seem that is a real idea. Now, I happen to have a minhag to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but I do it for a totally different reason, and that's based on what the Rama Mipanu writes. I wasn't aware that it's Rama Mipanu, I was just aware of what we read from the Mishnah Berurah a little while ago. What do we see in the Mishnah Berurah? That you should stand for Baruch Hu for sure. Now, in the old days, when there was one bracha for the whole laning, the first Ola made the bracha at the beginning, and there was a last Ola made a bracha at the end, right? So there's only one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end, and there was only one Baruch Hu, so it was probably really easy to do that. You stand for Baruch Hu and sit down and enjoy the rest of the laning, right? Get comfortable and enjoy the rest of the show. But if there's going to be a new Baruch Hu every Aliyah, so that's very annoying. You have to keep popping up and down. I just found it much easier to stand the whole time than to keep getting up and down and up and down. So that's the reason for my minhag. It happens to be the Rama Mipanu writes that. The Rama Mipanu says the whole reason that the people have a minhag to stand for the entire Kriyas HaTorah is because they know that you're chayiv to stand for Baruch Hu, and since you're chayiv to stand for Baruch Hu, so you got to stand for. So it makes sense to stand for all of Kriyas HaTorah. Because a lot of times, if you're sitting in between, you're going to miss the Baruch Hu. Right? What happens a lot of times, people are makbid to stand for Baruch Hu, but not everything else. They stand after Baruch Hu. Right? They hear Baruch Hu, oh, it was Baruch Hu. So they get up, but they actually miss standing for Baruch Hu. So it's much easier to just stand, the whole time. Baruch Hu, even when the Shliach Tzibur starts the Baruch Hu, it's already a Davar Shebekdusha. So Mestami, you should be standing already, not only for your part, for your speaking part, even for your listening part, for the Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach. So that I thought was a very practical reason to stand. Again, it's not really a halachic reason to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but it seemed to be pretty practical. Rav Sternbach says that the minhag of the Briskers of the Soloveitchik family is to stand for Kriyas HaTorah also. Why? Where does that come from? So he says there's a third explanation. Tell me what you think of it. If you look in source number 9, it says, B'shem Maran HaGris Soloveitchik Zatzal Shamati Shechashash B'Kriyas HaTorah Shekivan Shetzarech Asara. He says, why is it that we only lane when there's a minyan? When there's no minyan, we don't lane. So he says, "Hainu mipnei shedino kedavar shebekdusha." It's because what do we need a minion for? You need a minion for kaddish. You need a minion for baruch hu. You need a minion for kedusha. All what do they all have in common? They're all dvarim shebekdusha. So he says it must be Kriyas HaTorah itself is a davar shebekdusha. Why else would you need a minion? Ubedavar shebekdusha tzarich lamod. And we know one of the characteristics of davar shebekdusha is that it requires amida. So Kriyas HaTorah itself might be a davar shebekdusha, and would therefore require amida. V'hainu, mipnei shekavod haTorah ba'amida. Why is it that Kriyas HaTorah is the davar shebekdusha that demands amida? Because that's proper kavod for the Sefer Torah. Umidina tzarech lilmo ba'amida. And then he says something unbelievable. You would never see this quoted in a halacha context normally. The Gemara Megillah Daf Chafal says that Me'ikar Adin, used to be the halacha was, that you had to stand when you were learning. Every time you go to a shir, you have to stand the whole time. And then they realized that the generations were Mishmeis from Gamliel, Bata, Kavod HaTorah, right? The Mishnah at the end of Sota says that all the different Tanaim who died and Midos that died with them because they excelled so much at them, and people lost an appreciation for certain aspects of Judaism when certain people died. So after Rabbi Gamliel's death, the sense of Kavod HaTorah that you must stand if Torah is in the room, it's like the story they tell about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that when Rav Moshe Feinstein would call on the phone, or if he would call Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman refused to sit the whole time he was on the phone. It's Kavod HaTorah. Rav Moshe can't see him. Rav Moshe has no idea if he's sitting. It doesn't make a difference. Kavod HaTorah. Lahavdil, I remember when I was one of my talmidim had to speak to Rav Shechter once about a very, very serious shaila, and I told the kid, "I'll call you." You know, I was driving Rav Shechter somewhere that night, so I told the kid, "I'll call you from the car tonight, and then I'll put Rav Shechter on the phone so you could ask him the shaila." It was a very serious shaila, but so I remember I called the kid from the car. Rav Shechter's in the passenger seat. I said, "Okay, I have Rav Shechter here. You ready to ask the question?" He says, "Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me put on my shirt." So, you know, he understood that Rav Shechter can't see him through the phone, but if he's going to be asking a shayla, it's Rav Shechter, he should put on a shirt. Right? So you understand that there's a certain level of Kavanat Torah that you have to have. So Rav Shurmach says, the Gemara tells us that they used to have to stand for Lima Torah, but then they were mevatel that because people couldn't handle it. He says, but maybe by Lima Torah Barabim, they weren't mevatel that. Maybe by this form of, shouldn't say Lima Torah Barabim, this form of Talmud Torah, which is Kriyas HaTorah is a different form of Talmud Torah. That's why Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Birchas HaTorah that we say every morning, and yet we have to say another Birchas HaTorah when we get an Aliyah. Why isn't it the same Birchas HaTorah? Because when Talmud Torah comes in a different form, it demands its own bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnas, and Torah Le'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu. What is that? Nahagadah, it's a Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because the Haggadah, the Igad Talavincha, is a different form of Talmud Torah. And it demands its own Birchas HaTorah. So this is a form of Talmud Torah, just because they were Mevatel L'Chiv Amida by regular Talmud Torah. Who says they were Mevatel L'Chiv Amida by this form of Talmud Torah? So when you combine that with the fact that it's a Davar Shebekdusha, you get the Brisker Minhag to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. So three possible reasons to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Number one, to reenact Mem in Har Sinai. Number two, because you need to stand for the Baruch Hu. Number three, this Brisker idea of Davar Shebekdusha combined with the fact that it's Talmud Torah. Now, why would one sit for Kriyas HaTorah? So Mishra Brura says that, first of all, if you have a difficult time standing, there's no question you should sit, because the ikar is the concentration. You should be able to focus on what's going on. And you're not going to be able to focus on what's going on if your legs are killing you and your back is killing you and you have a difficult time standing. So he says there's no reason whatsoever for someone who has a difficult time standing to be standing for Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Bezalel Stern, the brother of the Debrett Zina Rav, in his Tshuvas Bezalel Chachma, Chelek Hei Siman Aleph, quotes from one of the Rishonim, from someone who was a contemporary of the Rush. One of the Rishonim, I never had heard of him, Sefer HaMachkim, the Rabbi Nassan Bar Rabbi Yehuda, who is someone who was a contemporary of the Rush. He's quoted in the Tshuvas HaRush in one place, who says that it's a derech minus, it's apikorsus, to stand. Why is it apikorsus to stand? That sounds a little crazy, no? Because what was the Gemara we started with? The Gemara says that when the Tanakh says, when the Navi says, Omeid, it doesn't mean stand, it means quiet. When you're going to go and stand for Kriyas HaTorah, you're saying, I don't care if Chazal translated Omeid, I translate Omeid as standing. So what else don't you care about how Chazal translate? Ayin tachas ayin, perhaps? You're not going to accept how Chazal translate Psukim, and then you're going to be in trouble. That's minus. So as a chashash minus, he thought you dafka had to sit. Interesting take. And then Rabbi Saul Stern himself says that Al Pi Kabbalah, apparently, either it's okay to sit, or it might even be that you're mechuyav to sit. The Stei Chemed has a long discussion about this, what the Shitas HaArizal was. It's clear the Arizal held you can sit. There are those that say the Arizal held you must sit. So, interestingly, Al Pi Kabbalah, and that might also, aside from the Rambam, that might also influence the Sephardic custom of sitting throughout Kriyas HaTorah, including Baruch Hu and everything. Sfarim sit for the whole thing, because the Arizal was very in sitting. A lot of Sfarim customers are based on Pikabala also. And the Arizal said that a person either can or must sit for Kriyas HaTorah. Now, once you have that Arizal, then the Poskim point out it could be that it would be Yuhara to stand. The Arizal says that you're allowed to sit, so when you're going to stand, you're showing that I'm different than everybody else, that I'm going to be more machmir than the Arizal says you have to be. Okay, but you could argue that that's not yuhara, it's just, you know, some people just can't sit in one place the whole time. They just need to stand, stretch their legs a little bit. Okay. Halach lemaisa. Do you stand for Kriyas HaTorah or do you sit for Kriyas HaTorah? So Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch in source number 6, Ein Sarek Lamud Me'umad. Notice what he does there? Lamud Mu'umad, a strange lashon. Why does he do that? Because the Gemara says Amida might mean Shtika. That Amida you need to have. but you don't need to be lamod. You have to be lamod, right? You are tzarech lamod. You do need to be quiet, but you don't need to do it ma'umad. You don't need to do it physically standing up. Be'ish shakarim b'torah at the time they read the Torah. Rama quotes v'yesh machmirin v'omdin v'chein asam maharam. That there are those that are machmir and stand, and that's in fact the sheet of the Maharam. Okay, so it was one mechuyev to stand. I think it's pretty open and shut case. One is not mechuyev to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. If you're Ashkenazic, you should stand for Baruchu, for every Baruchu throughout Kriyas HaTorah, Zavar Shabbat Kedusha. Sfardim don't even stand for Baruchu, or for Kaddish for that matter, or for Baruchu by Marav, or Baruchu by Shacharis. Sfardim sit through all of it. I remember my first day teaching, I guess going back 11 years now. My first day teaching, there was a kid who looked like he was a little bit of, against authority, not really, a little bit rebellious. And it came time for Kaddish and all the rebbeim were telling the kids to get up, and this kid didn't move. And I said, come on, stand up. He goes, I'm Svardik. And I realized, he's right, he's Svardik. He didn't have to stand up. So anyway, so that's the minute of Svardim, that they don't have to. Today he's learning in Kolel and Baruch Hashem. He's still sitting for Kedusha, but he's for Kaddish. But anyway, so the only discussion comes, like I said, if the whole shul is sitting, whether it's you hara to stand. And Pasha Pshat, Rav Shlomo Achrai said, it's not you hara to stand, especially since you're just being makbid for the sheet of the Maram. It's not like it's such a bad idea. The Ramah even quotes it, the Yesh Machmir and Lamod. So it doesn't seem that it's you are right to stand. It seems that it's mutter to stand, mutter to take upon yourself such a chumrah. And again, I especially think it's mutter if you're just doing it because you find it annoying to stand up for every single baruchu, and you find it much easier to just stand the whole time. So that's in terms of Kriyas HaTorah in general. What about the Aseres HaDibros, right? This Shabbos, we can read the Aseres HaDibros. So what could possibly be the problem with standing for the Aseres HaDibros, right? We're assuming everyone sits for Kriyas HaTorah, and people stand for the Aseres HaDibros. Is there anything wrong with that? So there might be something wrong with it. If you look at the Gemara Maseches Brachos, source number 10, the Gemara discusses the possibility of having, of including the Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas Shema. The Gemara says, why do we not include? The Gemara discussed several possibilities what to include in Kriyas Shema, right? Some parshios were too long, and they thought it would be Tircha D'Tzibura. But what about Aseres HaDibros? Not so long, pretty easy to say. So the Gemara says, no, they don't do it. They batlum mipnei tarumas haminin. They were mevatel the idea of saying it with Kriyas Shema because of tarumas haminin. What's tarumas haminin? So Rashi says, shlo yomru la'amei aretz ein shar Torah emes. And Apikoros wants to spread Apikorsus. What's he going to do? He's going to say to Namaretz, you know why? You read the Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas Shema? It's because that's real Torah. The rest, was added in by author A and B and whatever, and all the different people, whatever they are, I don't know. But the Aseres HaDibros, that's the real Torah. That's really from God. And in order to avoid such an impression, we don't have Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas Shema, which gives you the impression that we're never supposed to take Aseres HaDibros and raise it up on a pedestal above the rest of Torah. Because whenever you do that, you run the risk of Tarumas Haminu. You run the risk of making it look like the rest of Torah is not as important, or the rest of Torah is not as authentic. It's interesting that although the Shulchan Aruch says we don't, obviously the Gemara says we don't include Aseres HaDibros in Kriyas Shema, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph gives a list of things that are good to say every day. Like Parshas Haman. We all got the email last Tuesday. They have to say Parshas Haman last Tuesday. Shulchan Aruch talks about saying Parshas Haman every day, not just one Tuesday out of the year, right? That you say it's a good thing to say Parshas Haman. But the Shulchan Aruch also says it's a good thing to say Aseres HaDibros every day. That's shocking. No, the Gemara says you better not single out Aseres HaDibros for anything. So that's what the later poskim say. Only be yechidus, not betzibur, you can't do it. But be yechidus, you can remind yourself of certain ikarim, but if it were betzibur, it would be a bigger problem to single it out. Now when we lane, it's betzibur. So they asked the Rambam. There's a tshuvas Rambam where they asked the Rambam, should you stand for Aseres HaDibros? And the Rambam was pretty strong about this. If you look in source number 14, tshuvas Rambam simen mem vav. Haminik sheHinik Harav sheYeshu beis Kriyas Aseres HaDibros. The rabbi who wrote to him had gone into a shul where they used to stand, and he was mevatel the minig and made them sit for Aseres HaDibros. So he says, your minig that you made them do to sit, nachonu, that's correct. And all your rayos that you have that you're supposed to sit, they're all very, very good rayos. And you have to be mevatel this minig. right, the minhag to stand. It's much better to sit for the Aseres Dibros. And then look at the last couple of lines. Uma she'tan achacham va'amar she'bebavel he'momdin. Well, that shul does it. Right? Everyone in the shul, when the rabbi came in and said, you should sit for Aseres Dibros, everyone said, what are you talking about? The shul down the block stands for Aseres Dibros. In Bavel, it stands for Aseres Dibros. V'chein b'ktsas haratzos, and we find other places. Ein rayim izek klal, says the Rambam, there's no proof at all. V'shem nimtza miktsas anashim cholim, lo mipnei ze roi lahachli ashar ha'am. When some people are sick, you don't try to catch the disease that everyone else has. Or as our mothers told us, if your friend would jump off the Empire State Building, would you do it too? Right? Just because someone else is doing something wrong, it doesn't mean you have to do something wrong also. Achu kulam cholim, then everyone's going to be sick. El adarabba, roi levakesh refuas kol choli, sheyishmal dvreinu achi avri. To the contrary, try to influence them, that they should sit too. Pretty strong, right? The Rambam thought that there's the minhag to stand for Aseres Dibros was totally wrong. You can't stand for Aseres Dibros. It's singling out the Aseres Dibros. So that's a problem, right? Because every shul we've probably ever been to stands for Aseres Dibros. So what do you do? So it happens to be Rav Avadya Paskins for Sfardim, like the Rambam. And he says, if he paskin for a Rav who came to a shul where their minhag was to stand for Aseres Dibros, and he told the Rav, you should change the minhag. He told him, change it carefully and speak nicely and softly, because you're not going to be able to change a minhag by coming and yelling and screaming. So he said, because that's a bad strategy, right? He says, Bivadai Sharoi Li Ishala Eda Shadvarv Nishmaim Lahoros La Adasa Lavatal Minagze Vihine Mili Bailam Imrinu Binichusa. But say it softly. Kiechi Dilakablinu Mine, so that people will listen. You can yell and scream, no one's going to want to listen. Divrei Chacham Bin Nachas Nishmaim. When people say things in a soft, matter of fact, kind way, that's when it gets heard. So Ravadi says, definitely need to be Mavatal Minag. Because the minhag is a terrible minhag, it's against the halacha. But say it softly. But again, that's for Svardim. What's our excuse? Gemara says you can't single out the Aseres Dibros. So the Achronim work very hard to explain why we do what we do. So Sturmach just says, at the very least, if you want to satisfy everybody, if you want to satisfy the Rambam, so don't stand only for the Aseres Dibros, stand a few psukim earlier. At the beginning of the Aliyah, already stand. Right? A lot of places do that. You stand already at the beginning of the Aliyah, and that way, you're not singling out the Aseres Dibros, and it's illogical to assume that you're singling out the Aseres Dibros plus the Psukim. The Apikoros is going to say the Psukim before it are also some of the only Psukim from Sinai? That doesn't seem to make sense. Aseres Dibros, are a separate unit. But the Psukim before it, the few Psukim afterwards, that doesn't make sense. No, that's not a concern of Teruma Saminin. So Rav Shtermuch says, so stand a little bit before, a little bit after, and that way you'll get the Aseres Dibros included also. Right? That would be the idea of standing for Aseres Dibros. Now, what's the benefit? What do we stand to gain for standing by Aseres Dibros? So what did we say before? By standing for Kriyas HaTorah in general, we said that one of the reasons for the Minag was you're reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. Aseres Dibros, if there's ever a time to reenact Maimon Har Sinai, it's when we're actually receiving the Aseres Dibros. So there's a much stronger push to reenact Maimon Har Sinai with actual standing. Right? That would be the motivation to do it. So Rav Shtermuch says, get up a little bit earlier and a few psukim earlier. In fact, Rav Avadya, even though he's very against the minhag to stand for Aseres Dibros, says, let's say you're a Sephardic Jew and you walk into an Ashkenazic shul and they're all going to stand for Aseres Dibros. So what do? You stay in your seat. That looks terrible. That shows that that's disrespecting the Aseres Dibros. That's a slap in the face. If you stay in your seat while everyone else stands, it's also los hiskod to do. You're not allowed to do something against the minhag of the whole shul in a public way where everyone could notice it, right? That's an issur los hiskod to do. So Rav Avadya says, so in that situation you should get up a few psukim early, stand a few psukim early. That way you'll get it. So he accepts Rav Shtermuch's idea, but only as a real b'diavad. He really suggests to abolish the whole minhag. And Rav Moshe suggests that he says that there's a big difference between what the Gemara is talking about and standing for Aseres Dibros. Why? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara raised the possibility of having Aseres Dibros during Kriya Shema and not having the rest of Torah during Kriya Shema, meaning singling out Aseres Dibros. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, what's our whole question? whether we're only going to say Aseres Dibros and not say anything else? That's not a shaila. We're gonna read the whole Torah every year. What's the shaila? We're going to say it. It's just a question of how we're going to position our bodies while we say it. Are we going to stand or sit? So Moshe said those are two very different things. Terumas Aminim is if you're going to say one part of Torah and leave the rest out. And it might also relate to the fact that where are you saying it? By Kabbal Salmach Shemaim in Kriya Shema. But saying it other times might not even be a problem. When it comes to Kriya Torah, we're saying everything. It's just standing, sitting, that's not as big a deal. So standing, sitting is not going to... So the problem with that is, I mean, it's a nice explanation, and it fits with the Gemara, but it's just saying that the Rambam is wrong. It's arguing on the Rambam. Right? It's arguing on the way the Rambam applies the Gemara. So what I thought was the most brilliant approach, although I'm not 100%, I mean, you'll see, I'm not sure what the raya is that it's correct, let's put it that way, but the most brilliant approach is Rav Soloveitchik's approach. Rav Soloveitchik suggests, it's printed in Harei Kedem and Chelek Beis, says that even the Rambam would be okay with the Ashkenazic Minhag, Bizman Azeh, for us to stand for Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam seemed pretty not okay with it. He said, that was a Rambam Lishitaso. If the Rambam knew what our other Minhagim were, he'd be okay with it. Why? So he says, you ever open up a Chumash to Aseres HaDibros, there are two sets of trap by the Aseres HaDibros. There's what we call Tam Tachton and Tam Elyon. Right? The Tam Tachton is the trap that's normal, that breaks up the Aseres HaDibros into regular psukim as they are. You know, they're regular psukim. The Tam Elyon is what breaks up Aseres HaDibros into Dibros. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested whenever we read Tam Tachton, that's just reading it as Chumash, psukim like any other psukim in Chumash. When you read Tam Elyon, you're reading it as Dibros. You're reading it as a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. In fact, Magen Avraham suggests we read Tam Elyon on Shavuos and Tam Tachton on Yisro and Veschanan. Because Shavuos is Maimon Har Sinai, Yisro Veschanan is regular Kriyas HaTorah. So says Rav Soloveitchik, why was the Rambam against standing for Aseres HaDibros? Because the Rambam always read Tam Tachton. If you're always going to read Tam Tachton, and these are psukim like any other psukim, what are you standing for these psukim for? When you're standing, you're showing that maybe these psukim were the only psukim that were given by God. But when you're reading it B'Tam Elyon, as our minhag is, so then you're acknowledging that I'm not reading these as psukim, I'm reading these as Dibros. If I'm reading them as Dibros, it makes sense that I'm going to stand. If I'm reading it as Dibros, why not stand? Of course I'll stand. Why? Because if I'm reading it as Dibros, then obviously it's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. It explains itself. It says that the Rambam was vehemently against it because the Rambam held the always read B'tam Tachton. The part where I'm not sure what his riot is, I don't know what his riot is that the Rambam held the always read B'tam Tachton. I don't know if the Rambam says that anywhere. He didn't quote a source for that. But if that's true, so you understand that that's where the Rambam had a problem. But if you can read B'tam Elyon, then there will be no problem to read the Aseres HaDibros standing up. Okay.
I also can break it down. I'm sure we read